are here at the 2019 CUES CEO Executive Team Network Conference in Amelia Island, Florida. I've never been here before, have you?
Really? Jack? I have, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're from this neck of the woods.
I am, yeah. It's not too far.
Very cool. Yeah, it's very nice. Oh, my gosh, the beach down there is
beautiful. Unbelievable. Did a little sunrise yoga this morning.
Oh, you
which
did?
Which is great. They're doing it tomorrow, so you
okay.
I'll put you on the list.
I've never done yoga before.
I'm definitely putting you on
the list. I might break something. I don't know. I'm scared. But anyway, we are here with Jen Adabo from CU Engage, fresh off her yoga.
Yes.
No, you were in the session.
We will not be doing yoga on this.
Yeah. So how's the conference going for you so far?
It's going great. It's going great. It's a lot of good conversations. Mm-hmm. Really good opportunity to sit down and talk one-on-one with some CEOs and kind of understand what's on their mind and some of the struggles they have and some of the exciting news that's going on. So it's been great.
Yeah, this is a really good show. It's very intimate.
Yeah.
But you got some decision makers here and
really energetic speakers.
Oh my gosh, the speakers are off the charts as usual.
Great.
So hey, you want to talk about growth of deposits, which is a very hot topic in our industry right now.
It is, and actually a lot of the sessions have been focused on that here, and it's resonating with me. We're doing some interesting work with credit unions who are asking the question of why am I not growing at the pace that I expected to. Where is the gap with new member growth? Mm-hmm. Is it the systems that I'm deploying? Is it legacy, you know, new account opening products, the Meridian Links and the Accelerants of the world? Is it a new LOS system? And it's really kind of sticking with me that I think they're asking the wrong questions. And so some of the work that we're doing at CU Engage is working with credit unions to frame up the right question to ask. And so I think there's a gap right now of credit unions who aren't looking at the pre-application data, leveraging the data that's out there, whether it's, you know, Google Analytics data. Experian just did a great session on some member segmentation data that's available, and personalizing that onboarding experience so that it's bigger than just fill out this application, answer these questions, and someone may or may
we'll
not follow up with you.
Yeah.
And so I feel like even our team has expressed concerns about their own personal experiences when joining a credit union or trying to add a new account.
Right.
And there's an opportunity for improvement there. And so it's been really great to talk to some CEOs here to say, hey, we think we're asking the wrong questions. Would you guys want to participate in a feedback session and kind of a discovery loop? Because our plan, hopefully, is to learn from some interviews with these credit unions.
Yeah.
And credit unions from all asset tiers, because they're all struggling with the same problem.
Right, right.
It's really just, how do I fix it? And how do I know where to invest the money in order to see that growth? So I see that return on investment. So I think that's a hot topic right now.
No doubt.
Needs to be addressed.
So what are these questions that they're asking that aren't exactly on Main Street Avenue?
I think that credit unions are saying, oh, my legacy new member account platform isn't working. And so there's so many of them and they're very, very similar. So at some point you really can't customize the application process all that much. Everybody's asking the same question.
Right.
So instead of focusing on those individual applications, think about the complete experience, right? How do you personalize every step of the journey so that you're preparing the member for what their needs are? A really great example earlier was around, subprime members and how there's just this pool of people that are out there that need the support of a credit union, but their credit score is too low.
Right.
So one of the credit unions in there had mentioned that they had their own personalized score that if a member comes to them and has a low credit score, go take these financial literacy classes and we'll add a 20 point addition to your credit score in order to qualify for a secure lending product, right? And so it's the person that's gonna actually start to work on their own financial literacy.
Yeah.
They're willing to invest the time. It's a great opportunity for that credit union to establish a relationship. So I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah.
And kind of related to that personalized approach, because it's not a one size fits all when you're trying to attract new membership. So
I mean, that's the beauty of coming to places like this. And when you're in a session like that, I'm like, oh, it's like, why didn't I think of that?
Little nuggets that you take away.
Exactly.
Oh, I have like 4 pages of notes. So far that it's been really great.
My gosh. So where do we go from here as far as growth in deposit? Because I mean, again, that issue by itself is a big one in
what I'm really
right
hoping
now.
We can do is when we get the feedback from the credit unions that are piloting this with us, that we can distribute that out to the market through our website and social media so that the masses can say, oh, you know what, this is kind of where I'm struggling, because there's a lot of focus right now on member journey mapping. And that member journey mapping is great, but when we started to dig into this a little bit more, we felt like you could do the journey and you can identify the gaps in the journey, but then what, right? There's not that next solution to step in and say, okay, precisely, here's where the challenge is, mm-hmm, here's what you need to deploy in order to see the success and mm-hmm growth in it. So I'm hoping that the data that we can collect mm-hmm can then be distributed out. And then maybe, you know, who knows, maybe we'll put a speaking session together.
Oh, that'd be cool. So yeah, that would be good.
Anything we can do to help.
Yeah, and to fill, and then once you find those gaps, create a solution to fill those gaps,
exactly,
right?
So yeah. Plug and play.
Member experience all that much better.
Exactly. An engaged member is a happy member.
Oh, indeed. So. Indeed. That's what we're aiming for. All right. Anything else, Jen?
I think that's it.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
all right.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Jen Adabo. Oh,
thanks.
Jen Adabo. I saw your hand in the screen from CU Engage. Go check them out. They're doing some stuff here. Some good stuff always. You guys are doing tremendous. Your growth is off the charts.
We're very blessed. We have a lot of great clients and teams. So
good stuff.
We're happy.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.